Monday, March 17, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. World number one beverage maker Coca-Cola on Friday launched a new $6 million quality testing laboratory in Midrand, which it lauded as its most technologically advanced globally. Coca-Cola South Africa President William Egbe said that Coca-Cola's investment in the facility was an affirmation that the firm believed in South Africa as an investment destination, while countries were clamoring for foreign investment.
We appreciate the fact that the Coca-Cola company, by making this investment on our territory, in our country, reaffirms that it has absolutely no doubt about the prospects of South Africa as an investment location.
Black-owned miner Mvelaphanda Resources would receive 50 million shares in Gold Major Goldfields should it exchange its 15% stake in Goldfields South African assets for shares in the parent company. It was announced on Monday. Mvela Resources' Pine Pinar said that this agreement would bring certainty to the shareholders of Mvela Resources as to the size of its potential future stake in Goldfields. South Africa has signed a memorandum of understanding to help fund a $700 million submarine cable to boost broadband capacity and ease internet tariffs, a government official said on Friday. The shareholders' agreement will be signed on April 15, 2008, with financial close the same day, Lulu Bam, a spokeswoman for the Department of Public Enterprises, said in a statement. South Africa's state-owned telecom infrastructure company, Broadband Infraco, will hold a 26% in the cable project, with the remainder in private hands. The world's major greenhouse gas emitters headed into a final session of talks on Sunday on the shape of a post-Kyoto Protocol climate pact, with Japan's aim to promote sectoral caps for industry under fire. Japan is hosting a three-day meeting of G20 energy and environment ministers and feels capping emissions for polluting industries, such as power generation, is one way to curb rising carbon dioxide emissions. But developing nations in the grouping feel the concept is unclear and want more specifics, something the Japanese haven't provided in great detail, delegates say. Also making headlines today. The DTI adjusts an incentive program for capital project studies. Kuche moves to reassure Rio Tinto that its smelter is viable. Standard Bank and Zambia are to sign a $1.2 billion oil deal. Gold is up 3%, briefly clearing $1,030 an ounce. Kimberley Consolidated Mining sells blue-white diamond for $1.28 million. AIM Resources to raise a further $56 million for its Burkina Faso project. Mbeki calls to end the culture of handouts. And Chad rebels ignore peace pact. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.co.za, and polity.org.za.